Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're starting the very bottom of Lamed Aleph Omed Beis. You recall we had a braisa, three lines from the bottom of the Omed, where the Gemara brought a braisa. What's the definition of kibud? Going to the final line on the Omed, kibud is ma'achil u'mashke, malbish u'mechasa, machnis u'moitzi, which means to mechaber the father, one has to provide him with food and with drink, with clothing, help him out, machnis u'moitzi, particularly in his later age, if he needs an aid to help him out, grace and mitzvah, the son, to go and be mechaber his father in all of his basic needs. By the way, if I can just go back to the previous Gemara, where the Gemara refers to the Moira, Ezo Moira Vezo Kibbet Moira Le Oimid Bim Koimel Le Yosh Bim Koimai Vele Soyser Estavar Vele Machria. Today is the Yotzat of my father, Mordecha Bereb Kleinimus Aryeh Zechrona Levrucha. So my father Zechrona Levrucha used to say Pshat in this Moira, Le Oimid Bim Koimel Le Yosh Bim Koimai. It's very, very easy when a son is within the vicinity of his father. He's still a bacher, he still lives at home, he's still under his aegis, not to go and be soiser estavarov, because after all, he's not going to do directly against his father. He lives in his dalet ames. But what happens if he gets married and he moves away, far away? Says the braisa, even when he's a loy oimid b'mkayim v'loy oish b'mkayim, he's moved away. Still loy soiser estavarov, he still should go and keep the faith in terms of following what his father said, and he shouldn't go and say, well, he's 3,000 miles away, I can now have a different opinion. No, he should continue with that same Moira, even if you're a loy oimid bim koimai, that you've moved away. Again, continue that Moira ha'av, and don't be soisus devarv. But getting back to the inyan of the kibud is machla mashke, etc., iboil, frank to Gemara. Going and giving a father food and drink, that costs money. I keep on saying father, the same thing of course applies to kibud av ve'ev, same thing mother. If you have to go and supply him with food and with drink and with clothing and all the rest, who's going to pay for all of this? Who pays? Rav Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, that the Ben is the one that pays for it. In other words, he has to pay from his own pocket. No, he doesn't have to pay for it. His father can go and pay for it. In other words, he asks the father for the money to go and buy the food and the drink, and he buys the food and the drink, and he supplies it to his father. However, the son doesn't have to pay for it. The father pays for it. It's a machlokes. Oyel Rabban Rav Yemiya, V'amrila L'Brei Rav Yemiya, K'mandi Amar Mishal Av. The Paskin Taka, when it comes to food and the drink, Mishal Av, that he can go and the father can go and pay for it from his own funds. Welcome to the
evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Pray the more says in the Apostle, Kabed is Avichu Yesimech, but Nehmar, Kabed es Hashem Mehoincha. We had this already before, where the Gemara says that the Torah is Medame, the Kibud Av Ve'en, to the din of Kibud of Kabbalahu Kabiyoch. After all, they're all Shloisha Shutfim Be'odam. Gemara said back on Lamed Omid Beis, Hishva Hakosiv Kibud Av the Ein LeKovid Hamokar. The Torah equated the two. In which respect did he equate the two? Ma'al Halon, we're in the sixth line from the top. Ma'al Halon Mechsar and Kis. Just like when you are Mechaber Hashem, you have to do it Mehoincha, from your own wallet, from your own pocketbook. Avkan, the same thing applies Mechsar and Kis. When you're being Mechaber your parents, also you have to be willing to be Chsar and Kis, to pay. The Yam is Mishlav, is telling me that you don't pay anything. It all comes from the father's monies. So Mayi Nafkalamine. So what are you telling me that we learn from Kabbalah is Hashem Mahoincha that you have to be Chsar Kis? There's no Chsar Kis. It's all you take it from the father. Everything Mala Bittul Malacha. Aha. If every single day he has to go up to his father to make sure his father's eating breakfast and lunch and serving him and all the rest, no, at that period of time he has to leave his job. Or he cannot do freelancing for other people because he's busy. In that respect, you have to be like Kabbalah Shemohincha, the Chsar and Kis. You lose the opportunity to go and make money during that period of time. But in terms of who actually pays for the food and for the drink, the father can go and pay it from his own monies. And Nishkakash. It's Toshaba. Let's try to be another ayah. Be'ezachin shnei shutfim ko'avu benoy harab tamidoy. We had this halacha, we discussed this already a couple weeks ago. There was not in connection with the father, in somewhat connection with a husband and wife. And that is, whenever you are poida master sheni, the pasuk says, in goel yigal ish mima'asroi, chamishisa yosef olav. If a person is being poida his own master sheni, he has to go and add a chamish. What happens if you have a good friend or neighbor or someone else that's going to be poida the master sheni on your behalf? Then you do not have to add a chaymish, it's got to be mima asroi, from his own mas. Okay, and then we had a discussion about a husband and wife, what's the situation there. But now our Gemara is talking about a situation of beis achen, two brothers, shnei shutfim, two partners, or avu benoi, oh, a father and son, which of course is the focus of our Gemara. Or rabbi talmidei, a rav and his talmid. Poidim zeh lezeh maser sheni, each one can be poided for the other one maser sheni. And they do not have to add a choymish because they're not being poida their own master sheni, they're being poida Yanam's master sheni. Umachilin zelazem master oni. And if any of them happen to be aniyim, then one brother or the son can supply to the father or the Rebbe, the Talmud to the Rebbe. If Nebuch, the other person, is an oni, he can go and give him master oni. He doesn't have to go and give a friend, a stranger, he can go and give his own. So if you're going to go and tell me that when a father, when the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim includes that you have to go and pay for the food and for the drink that you're giving for your father and your mother, ma'achil u'mashke, and by the way the same thing applies to malbish, to go and buy clothing, etc. If that's the case, mi amris mishal ben, that the son is the one that has to fund it. What he's going to do is substitute the maser oni instead of his own monies to be able to go and support his father. Is that right? I mean, if the Torah requires the son to pay for the needs of his father, and now you're going to tell me he can use the maser oni for that purpose, he's being parechoivai, he's paying off his own debt. Mishalanim. So that would seem to be incorrect. The hadofa means extras. So what does that mean? That we hold, according to this one, Mishal Ben, that the son has to go and provide the normal, regular meal. Rashi says, amida beinoinis. What you would normally expect for a meal, for an individual, let's assume a full day supply, three meals, $50 a day. Son has to supply that if you hold Mishal Ben. However, what happens if the father either has a greater appetite or he wants to give him more of a festive meal instead of just giving him the basic rations, but he wants to give him something more? Or, as far as that stuff is concerned, that he can go and take from the master ani. The regular, normal, the minimum that he has to go and pay for. That's his chedik of his mitzvah. Give it out. Machal mashke. Wants to give more, then that he can go and take from the master ani.
Doesn't that strengthen the question? How can you take money from? How can you take
So let's see what the Gemara continues on. For Gemara Yochin, based on your answer, he's just saying the Hadofa. Hain Diktoni Allah Amr Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said about this: although it's permissible to use the Maser Ani to go and support, for instance, the father, Tovim Me'era Chasheshum, a curse should come L'misha Machalis of the Maser Ani. Someone that uses Maser Ani to give his father food, Chas HaShom should get a curse on him.
So why do they say it's permissible?
Wait. No, don't be there. Just wait until the end, and then you ask a thousand questions. If you're telling me that the son is supplying the basics, all we're talking about is the additional amount, my nafkimina. Why would we say, Chas HaShom, that this person deserves a curse? He's giving his father every single day the basic amount that he's supposed to, and he's just giving him a little bit more Maser Ani. For that, you get a curse. So tomorrow, for the Hochi Zila Beimilsa, even though you're right, the 90% of the meal he's supplying from his own funds, but even that 5 or 10%, that is also a bizoyin to go and give for your own father, because if in fact you want to make it more festive for your father, you want to make a brighter suda, not just the minimum, but give him some more delicacies and all that, that's very nice. But that's also part of Kibbutz. That should also come from your pocketbook. If you're taking that from Maser Ani, even though it's to a much smaller degree, we're not talking about the whole meal, A to Z, we're only talking about X, Y, and Z. Nevertheless, because even for Adava purposes, it's Zil Himmels. It means it's a Bizoyin to go and be Mezalzel, both in the Maser Ani and in the Kibbutz Av, to eat matzah ani for that purpose, even though it's only for the hadaf. I hope that that's more or less addressed the question.
Not really.
We can repeat it again.
Not really, because you're still taking funds that were designated for aniyim, and you're diverting them to things that really. Why is he responsible for the hadafa also? Why is hadafa different from the minimum ration?
Okay, so the answer is that this father is definitely an ani. We're not talking about his right. Anoish. So therefore he is entitled to go and take masa. When a person takes masa ani, unlike, for instance, masa sheni, where you've always pointed out for many, many years that when you buy stuff in Yerushalayim with the masa sheni, it has to be food items. Masa ani can be used for anything. Just as long as you are below the 200 threshold, then you're allowed to go and take masa ani. So the father, obviously, we're talking about is below that threshold, otherwise he can't use a masa ani for an ocean, and he has every right to go and take it. The father would have every right to go and take it. But since the son is being mechab the av, the Gemara says, then why doesn't he go and take it from his own pocket? Mishel ben. If that's what this man the Yomer paskins of Mishel ben, then you have no right to go and use a masa ani for your basic halachic obligations to your father that you have to supply him with food. My answer, as far as the basic halachic obligations, yes, that's Mishel ben. Machal mashke malbishim chasim. But he doesn't have to go and give him every single dinner an 8-course meal. As far as he wants to give more than that to be mechabed his father, on that additional amount, he can go and take from the maaser ani, because he's still an ani. He's giving him the basics in terms of the machal mashke Mishel ben. For the hadafa, the Gemara says that you can use a maser ani for that. But even there, if you really want to go and show that you're being generous and gracious to your father, you should rather use your own funds instead of taking the maser ani funds for that purpose. Toshima, Shaul was a blessing. Hadheichen kibbut avein. How far reaching is kibbut avein? Omulahem. So he says that kedeshi yitol arnikin yisukenu liyam b'fanav v'ena machlima. If you remember, the Gemara quoted this yesterday, not exactly word for word. Remember, we had Reb Tarfon yesterday. He would bend over as a footstool for his mother to be able to get up and down from the bed. And after that, he went to the Beis Medrash and he felt very good about himself. And they said, "Adayli higato lechatzi kibbut klum zorka arniki b'fanech liyam v'lo yechlamto." That's the real test, the litmus test. If and when the father or the mother were to go and take the pocketbook or the wallet, the purse, and throw it into the water, and you wouldn't react, and you would stay still, oh, that would be a situation of showing the ultimate in kibbutz. So that's what he's telling him. You want to know what the ultimate is? In a situation where you are furious, that the father would go and take the arniki, the wallet, whatever, the wallet may have in hundreds of dollars, plus all your credit cards, plus all your keys, and plus so many other things which are of great value. He takes the whole thing, throws it into yam, you look for it, it's lost. Again, Eina Machlim, when he doesn't go, "Father, how can you do something like that? Don't you remember that? You're remember that?" Keeps quiet. Oh, that's your kibbutz. Thank you, Marv.
Whose wallet is he taking?
The son's.
That's going to be the discussion that I'm talking about right now. I'm telling you, Kanayin Hara, the minds here at this year are so fertile. Before we have a chance to go on, everybody's asking and talking. If you're going to go and tell me that the din of Kibbut Av is Mishel Av, and therefore the Gemara is assuming that means that the father took his own arniki and he threw it into the yam. And if that's the case, why should the son go and be machlim, go and embarrass him? It's his father's money. The father can do whatever he wants with it. And the fact that the Gemara says that kibbut av means that he's not machlim suggests that we're talking about was the arniki of the son. And that's the one that's being thrown into the water. Because we hold Mishel ben. Ah, if that's the one thrown in the water, then the son should go and say, "Tati, those monies were going to be used for your breakfast, lunch, and supper for today and for tomorrow and for next week. Do you know what you've just done to me?" Ah, since, however, then the choyr is a good teraya, that's Mishel ben. However, if you were to go and say Mishel av, if the wallet and everything that went into the yam was the father's, so why should he go and embarrass him? So the choyr is a good teraya from this story, Shalos Reb Lezer, that the din is Mishel ben and not Mishel av. And for the Gemara, no, beroy li yarshay. It's talking about, for instance, this might be the only son, and the father has limited assets, and now when he takes this wallet with all the money and he throws it into the yam, the son says, uh-oh, there goes my Yerusha. You know, it's difficult supplying every single day my father with the food and the drink and all the rest, and it's a big, big, big headache and all the rest, and I'm about to Malach, and I'm coming and going, but at least I figured I'm going to get that Yerusha, Liach, and Meveas, and now he threw that also. So if Einem Machlimo, if he doesn't get agitated, excited, irritated, upset, and that's the ultimate litmus test of the Indian of Kibbutz. So therefore, the mice we have no right, could be Takitz Mishal Av. Why would he have been so upset to embarrass his father? Because he had his own monetary interests in mind as well, Roy Liyosha. And the more tells us the story, the Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Rav Huna, the father of Rav Bar Rav Huna, Kore Shiroi Ba'anpe Rabba Brei. He took a silken garment, or silken fabric, and he tore it up in front of his son Rav. Omar, he said, Ezel Echse Irosach Iloi Rosach. I'm going to use this as a test to see whether my son is hot-headed and he's going to get all angry, or he's going to be cool and level-headed. So why is Gemara bringing this? Bring this as a raya to that story that they asked Reb Lezer to go and see at Heichen Kibra.
Isn't it about Tashchis?
Do me a favor. Go three lines ahead.
Okay.
See what the Gemara is.
Yeah.
See, I told you. Baruch Hashem.
It's a familiar Gemara. I guess it's all.
One and also we're dealing with brilliant minds here. Everybody chesbens the next Gemara.
It's not quantity, it's quality.
Exactly. But it's quantity and quality. But getting back to Agma. Pray to Gemara. So Ezel asks him, I'm going to go and see it. Rosh Hashem, Lord Zerzah. He gets angry if he doesn't get angry. You're going to see it tomorrow morning? 5:45. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe Take is going to get angry, and as a result, he's chas v'shalom going to be mevaze his father. Won't he be the cover of evil esitan mechshav? Isn't he agitating his son and causing his son chas v'shalom to become agitated? And chas v'shalom, he will be machlen. He will embarrass his father. In advance, he said, "My kavod amoichel," and he was going to talk about on the bottom of the yomid, where the av shemochel al kavod de kavod de mochel, I was moichel all my kavod. So even if he gets angry at me, that's okay. I'm moichel. Frank Dimora, however, kavod mishum baltashkes. How is he allowed to go and take the silken garment or fabric and tear it? Baltashkes, right? That was your question. Every more do obelay be pumbaini. He went to tore it on the seam. He tore on the seam, so therefore it's not any hashkosh. You can easily take it with repairs and repair it. If that's the case, then presumably his son Rabba is not going to get all upset and agitated and scream and everything because it's on the seam. So you just sew it up again. It was talking about a situation where Rabba already was upset about something. The Gemara doesn't share with us what he was upset about, but he was already, unfortunately, upset.
Probably at the minion and start on time.
Oh, that must be the reason. And what did he do? So he figured he'd go and tear the shiroi on the seam, that if a person is already upset, then he will kamzeh achnis pekal v'chomer. That'll be another reason to be upset. And what did you just do? So under normal circumstances, when he would be cool-headed, and he sees that the cut, the tearing is on the seam. Okay, you know, we'll repair it. It costs a few dollars and put it back together again. However, if you're very upset already, all you need to do that could be the mak of the patish, the last straw, and cause the person to really go berserk. So that's, the father wanted to go and test him out and see how upset he would get, or how rosach he would get, how angry and hadid. Nushik, masi leit Rav Yecheskel l'rami brei. Rav Yecheskel was teaching. Rav Yecheskel was teaching to his son Rami. Who else did Rav Yecheskel have as a son?
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, Rabbi Bar Yecheskel, with his brothers.
Very good. So you know, as we're going to see in a moment, as Brother Barry has already pointed out, so far we're only talking about Rami, the son of Rav Yecheskel, but shortly we're going to talk about Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Rami, the second son of Rav Yecheskel. Hanisravim bin Niskol. What happens, Rachman al-Islam, you have a bunch of people on death row. I get more than I get you. Bunch of people on death row. And some of them, unfortunately, are niskalim, meaning they did Naveira, where Bezin said you get Tchila. And some of them did Naveira, where they go and get Sreifa. However, there was mass confusion that day in the courthouse and in the prison system, and as a result, we don't know which one is for Sreif and which one is for Skif. Kuli Alma Moide, that under those circumstances you have to give the lighter of the death sentence. Why? Because you have no business giving a harder death sentence. If the person is deserving of the lighter one, you can't give him the harder one. If you give him the harder one, Yesh B'chal Nasayim Mana, okay, listen, you're giving him a lighter sentence, but at least he's the Chas Shalom, he's getting executed for his sins. So says the Gemara, what happens if you have Nisraf and Bin Niskalim? So the sense of Bin Niskalim means that Niskalim were the majority, and Nisrafim were the minority. So the Chvais, there were 5 Nisrafim, 10 Niskalim, 15 altogether. I don't know who is whom. What should we do? Shimon Omer, Yadoinu B'Skila. Give them all Skila. Why? Shasreif HaChamura. Sreif is more chamer than Skila. We don't hold that way. That's why on Yom Tov we're going to go and say the Arba Misis Bezin are Skila, Sreif, Harik, B'Chenek, Skila being the most chamer. And that's going to be the Rabbanon, which we're going to quote in another couple of lines. But Reb Shimon holds that Sreifa is more chamer. That being the case, that's why they should all get Skila. That's what Rav Yechezkel said to his son, Rami. In other words, give them the lighter of the Einch. Only Rav Yehuda Barei. So now Rav Yehuda, brother of Rami, son to Rav Yechezkel, he said, Haba, Leitis Nayachi. That's not the reason why they should all get Skila. Because my area is Reif HaChamur, who cares? Reif Yochom and Nishchom. Typically, the Rubik Niskalim, you know. After all, we have Roiv over here. Roiv of them are Niskalim. Only a Miut are Nisrafim. 5 out of 15. Niskalim are 10. In addition to the fact that you just said, now Reif is more Chamur, and therefore give them the Skila. But even putting that aside, even if they were Lemushel, both exactly the same. If the Roiv are Niskalim, why wouldn't that be a good reason to go and give them Skila?
You can't be b'matal davar shebaminyan. These are people. These are not. This is not peros. This is not grain. These are people. These are they may be criminals, but they're people. They're davar shebaminyan, davar chashuv. How can you be mevatel a mute in a rove?
If we were talking about bittel of eating the marshal, right? You have a good point. We're not talking about eating. We're talking about these people. Unfortunately, all have to be executed. There's no, you don't allow for Ini Hadin. We can't go and say, well, let them sit around for a month and we'll do investigations and research. They have to kill them today. The Roiv of these people happen to be Niskalim Nevach and the Mir are Nisrafim. So if there's no way of being able to differentiate between one and the other, then go and give them the Roiv. Then at least Roiv of the people will get what they were supposed to get, and the Mirut will get what the Roiv gets. And therefore, it's not that we're being Mavatl them, we're just going Basarov. We're just going to follow the majority's rule.
Isn't Bittel and Basarov the same? You're making a distinction here between Basarov and Bittel. I thought that's the same.
Yeah, because by Bittel, what you're doing is, for instance, something which is Osir, you're making Mutra the Mushal. So you're saying, well, you go Basarov, and of course, and then of Shishim and Aleph and all the rest, but the Poshim Basarov, you have Freifis, and you have Kosher, so you're saying it becomes bottle in the larger.
It all becomes kosher. Here they're still.
They're all getting executed. So okay. The question, this type of execution, that type of execution. Okay. So he says, then go Basarai. And therefore says Rav Yehuda to his father, to Rabbi Cheskel, Elohochi Yisnaya, you know what we should go and learn in the Braisa? Not that the Braisa says Nisrafim bin Niskalim, the Niskalim bin Nisrafim, that the Roiv happened to be Nisrafim. And therefore, Al Pi Roiv, we should give them all Sreifa. And about that, says the Braisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Yaduna B'Skila, give them Skila, not Sreifa, even though Sreifa is the Chayr, what you would do, because that's the right. Since Sreifa is Chomor, it's more severe than Skila. We don't want to give those people that should have gotten the lighter sentence the heavier, more severe sentence. So, that fits in very nicely, and therefore Reb Yehuda says, don't learn this from the Skalim. Learn Niskalim bin Nisrafim, then Reb Shimon says, but give him Skila anyway, even though that's the Miut, not the Roiv, because Sreif Chamur. Omalesi told him back, Yehochi in the Sefer, let's continue in the Sefer. The ratio that works. And the Sefer says, when you have this situation, go and give him all Sreif, Shaskila Chamura, because Skila is more Chamur. Now, according to the original Girs that we had, that's fine, because it's in Nisrafim bin Nisqalim. So therefore, if you're going to go Basaroy, you give them Skila. Say the Chum, no. since skill is much more chomer, skill is sreifa harim b'cherek, rather go and give them the sreifa shaskil b'chamur. That works nicely. But according to the reversal that you've just now changed in the price, and you're saying this kolam b'nisrafim, what do you do? According to the Rabbanan, you do no b'sreifa shaskil b'chamur. Now you can ask the identical question that you asked before. My area of skill b'chamur, the reason why we're going to give them all sreifa is not because skill is mochamer. Take with the Ruvin and Nisrafim, you know. Since most of them are Nisrafim, we're going to go and follow Sreifer. Just go bust a right. Hamalesi told them, Hosin Rabban Hudika Amrali Reb Shimon. There, this is Shinishver in the Sefer. It's not difficult. Why not? Because there's a bit of a dialogue going on over here. They're saying now to Reb Shimon, to Ka'amr is that you said Sreifer Chamura. And because of that, you said all of these people never should go and get Skila, because Sreifa is more chamur. Lohai. You should know that that's not the case. They should all get Sreifa number one, because that's Roif. And on your time, how can you give them Sreifa? That's more chamur. That's Mishtemis. Sreifa is not chamur, Skila is chamur. So this was the discussion between Rav Cheskel, his son Rami, and then Rav Yehuda, who corrected his father and say, Loi tisna yehochi, don't learn it like this. But rather teach the halacha of Reb Shimon the Rabban in the following way. It's only Shmuel the Rav Yehuda. Now Shmuel admonishes Rav Yehuda, the son of Reb Cheskel, and he says, Shinana, we've all had this Shinana many times, sharp ones, long teeth, etc. Loi teimalei lavuchachi. This is not the way you should address your father. If a person sees that his father unfortunately is erring, and he's not, or he is violating the Torah. Al Yemalei Abi, you shouldn't say father, Avarta the Torah, you are over on the Torah. Al Yemalei Abba, Kach Kosub Torah. But the Russian bit me, he goes to his father, he says, is that what it says in the Torah? In other words, suggesting what you're doing is wrong. This, however, the Gemara, at least in the Havamina, assumes is a lighter form of rebuke. Instead of saying, Tati, you're over on Shulchan Aruch, he says to him, is that what it says in the Shulchan Aruch? Zechimar, Kach Kosu B'Torah Tziyur Kamitzayaday. Even that Lashon is not much better. He's altering Mitzayah by saying, is that what it says in the Shulchan Aruch? Is that what it says in the Rambam?
Yeah.
Suggesting that what you're doing is wrong. Ela Imali Rabbi, you should go and say, Abba Mikka Kosu B'Torah, Kach. Here's the Gemara, here's the Shulchan Aruch. He shows us to the Father. Father just wanted to point out to you this chapter and this verse, Simon and Sif. And the father will look it up. What I tell you, did I do a boo boo? This is a very, very polite and gracious way of doing it. Instead of rebuking him, he shows it black and white and says, you know, you please look it over and figure it out. Period. So therefore, that the Gemara therefore was saying that Rabbi Yehuda Lechoira spoke a little bit untowardly towards his father, and that's why Shmuel was rebuking Rabbi Yehuda for speaking the way that he did to his father. Right, Eluz ben Asiya Oimer, Abba Oimer Shkini Mayim, Umitzvah Lases. I have two things to do. Father says, please bring me some water, Kibrav. At the same time, I have a mitzvah to do at the same time. Which has din kidima, Meniach Alichavet Abba Boisei Asa Mitzvah. I leave over the Kibrav, and I run to do the mitzvah, Shani Va'abba Chayovim B'mitzvah, because not only am I b'chuyif to do the mitzvah, the father also has a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. We had a similar concept yesterday, if you remember, the Gemara asked, if Abba is asking and Imma is asking, please bring me water, what should I do? So the Gemara said, assuming that they're married, that you should go and bring Abba first and then Imma, because she is also mechuyev in the covet of the husband, just like you're mechuyev in Kibbut Av. Here too, both of them are mechuyev to do the mitzvah that is appearing, that presents itself, and he'll delay, not that he's not going to do Kibbut Av at all, he'll just do that secondarily, subsequently. But Rashi in the bottom adds one more nekuda, which is very important. We're not just talking about any mitzvah, we're talking about a mitzvah oiveris. Look at the thing, Rashi, the last Rashi in the bottom. V'yesh mitzvah acheris lefonei lasos. I have another mitzvah to do as well. Keep going. Likberes emeis oi levoya. Nebuch, I have to go to a levaya, I have to go to the Beis HaChaim to be koyer emes. This is something that you cannot push off and say, okay, I'll go to the levaya tomorrow. You can't go to the levaya tomorrow. The levaya is taking place as we speak. I can be koyer emes tomorrow. By that time, the funeral will be over. So in such a case, then you do the mitzvah first, and then you go back to Kibbutz. But if it's the type of thing, if it's Sukkos, and we're talking about the Shukkim Luluv and Esrik, and the father says, can you bring me some water? You can bring the water and do Luluv and Esrik 5 minutes later, an hour later. It doesn't have to be, you know, that doesn't have to take promise. So it's the Medayik from the Rashi by Mitzvah Evers. And we have a similar concept again. Isa ben Yehuda Aymer, im Efshad Mitzvah Leyosa Sayyidei Achayrim, Tiyosa Yidei Achayrim. V'yelechu b'kovet of, you're talking about Nebuch Levi and Mitkoy B'Semes. If there's a Chevra Kadisha that is empowered and authorized and they know what to do, then fine. Rabbi Sai, please do this grace and mitzvah. Normally I would participate, but I have a conflict. I'm going to help my father. Omra Masna Loch Yisvin Yud, like we just said, if they're Achayrim, then the Achayrim should do it. Omra Yisvin Yud, Omra Masna, Omra Chizim. V'av Shemochal Kvoide, Kvoide Mochu. V'av Shemochal Kvoide, En Kvoide Mochal. Father can be Moichal on his Kavid. Remember we said that earlier, Rav Huna was Moichal on his Kavid when he tried to get Rabbi Rav Huna a little bit agitated. And Sving Mora says that a father can be moichel on his kavod. But the also one mafil a rav shemochel kvoide kvoide mochel. Even a rav can be moichel on his kavod. She never said the pasuk Hashem hoyd chafnei am yoyma. Ba'amud eish v'layla l'hoyr lehem. Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel is our rav. And when Klal Yisrael was going in the wilderness, going in the midbar, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu went and said, I'm going to go and lead them. Kadosh Baruch Hu is pasnish, you should go and lead them. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should do whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does up in Shemayim, and not that you should go lower yourself, you have to go down here and go and lead Klal Yisrael. For that we have Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Aaron HaKohen, we have the others, the Nesiim. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a diminution in your Kavod. Oh, so you see, Rav Shemachal Kvoide, Kvoide Mochal. Amar Rava, how can you compare Hachi Hashta? Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alma Dilei, the world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya. The third delay, and the third belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is Mochel Eliakris, he has the right to go and be Moichel on his covenant. But Halcha, when you're talking about a private Rav, Torah Delehi, is it his Torah? After all, the reason why people give Kuvit to the Rav is not because he has the long beard. They give Kuvit because he's a Ben Torah, he's a Talmud Chacham. So isn't it a bizillion for the Torah that you have amassed, that you've learned? So you can't compare. Adam Rav, and then Rav himself changed his mind. He said, no, in Torah Delehi, I made a mistake. In fact, when the Talmud Chacham learns Torah, he is koine, the Torah becomes his possession as if it's his. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, the very beginning of Tehillim, it says, Kim besoiros Hashem chefzon, uvesoirosoi yege yom v'loyla. Initially, it's Torah Hashem. But after the Talmud Chacham learns the Torah, it becomes his own Torah Soi. He becomes imbued with the Torah. That being the case, now that it's his, he has a right to go and be Moichel on his Kavod. This is Rava speaking, that he has a right to be Moichel on his Kavod. For Rava Mashki Behi Lula Debrei, Rava was marrying off his son at Chasana, and instead of having the butlers and the waiters go around serving, the Dole Kasa, he, Rav himself, went and poured a cup of wine, l'rapapa l'rafuna b'rej Rav Yeshua. V'kom mikamei. And when Rav came to go and act as the butler to go and pour the wine, they stood up in kovid for Rav. Even Rav was being moichel on his kovid, that l'choyer would be unseemly for a person of Rav's stature to walk around and give out bromfen or give out wine or whatever. He didn't. However, l'rapapa l'rav Yeshua, they nevertheless stood up for him anyway. And then he went to the next table. Rava went to Rav Meri or Rav Pinchas, Parei Rav Chisa. And they accepted the wine or the brumth and whatever, and they did not stand up for Rava. And it says, Rava was ikbet, he was makbet. And he said, V'omar, Han Rabbanan, Lav Rabbanan, who do you think you are, Rav Meri and Rav Pinchas, Parei Rav Chisa? You saw the other two, Rav Pop, Rav Hun, Rav Yeshua, even though I was moichel on my kavod, nevertheless, they didn't allow for that mechila, and they stood up. Yet you, same scenario, a minute later, and you don't stand up. Are you considering yourself to be the real McCoy, the real Rabbanan, and those are only secondary rabbis? They're just as great as you are. Yet they understood to go and stand up. How come you didn't?
But Pinchas Bei Rav Chisa was Rav's brother-in-law.
And if that's
it's less formal, less.
It may not have happened yet.
Okay,
we have only married the daughter later on.
After
exactly. So we know this is 20 years earlier. So, Nochazach, Rav Papa Abba Mashki Behilula to Abba Mar Berei. Same type of situation. Rav Papa was marrying off his son, and the Dole Kasa with Rabbi Yitzchak Berei Rabbi Yehuda, and he poured a cup for him. And he was also Ikbid. So you see from this that a Talmud Chacham Shemachal Kvoidai Ein Kvoidai Mochul, it doesn't become Mochul, and you still have to go and show Kavod, even though he is Min Moichel Ein Kvoidai Mochul. We see that he's Machbid. Every Mafil Hachi Hinder Mi Boyolei. We're not talking about Boyolei Bol, right? Yeah. That they still have to go and do some hiddur. In other words, just like when you're standing up formally, then you stand up Moleka Masai. When you're just going and doing Asrikal, you see, at least you go through the motions that you'd like to stand up. So at least you're showing it a bit of effort. A little bit of effort, you're showing a bit of covet. That's what Rapop and Afun were Mishua. However, Rameri Rapilchas didn't do anything, just sat there complacently as if nothing happened. So therefore he's saying, Epis, you should have shown up. Rav Taka Moichel al Kovid, Kvoidin Mochel, but still Abhisala. Omer Vashi, Afilim Ani Omer Rav Shemochel Kvoidin Kvoidin Mochel, Nasi Shemochel Kvoidin Ein Kvoidin Mochel. A Rav can be Moichel, but a Nasi of Klal Yisrael to Shenisht. Then in the scene that we're talking about is we'll see more like Ram Gamliel and Nasi. Not, we're not talking about the Nasiim of the 12 Shvatim, but like the Nasi in the times of Chazal, or before. Meisvei, they're all sitting there for Chasana, son of Ram Gamliel, while he had Ram Gamliel, the Nasi. Only when the Mashkalein, he was pouring for them. Nasi the Kois of Reb Lezer, he gave it to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer refused to go and take the Kos because he thought it was demeaning for a Nasi to go around and act as a butler and give him a Kos.
So he was certainly the brother in law of Rabbi Gamliel.
Good. The son of Rabbi Yeshua, now he gives to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua took it without any promise. Omele Rabbi Lezer, so now Rabbi Lezer is now asking, Mazi Yeshua, Onu Yoishvin, we're just sitting here nicely, but Chasa, from Gamliel Barabi, from Gamliel the great Sagodul, the Nasi, and the Godul Hador, and Tam Chochem, and all the rest, or even a Mashkaleinu. How can you allow for something like that? How did you allow for yourself to go and take from him? You should go and say to Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel, please sit down and we're going to go and be Mashka. You're the Nasi. So what do I see from this? That Rabbi Lezer felt that Nasi Shemochel Kvoide ain't Kvoide Mochel. Which is right, what the Gemara was saying before. That even though Rav Shemochel Kvoide Mochel, Nasi Shemochel ain't Kvoide Mochel. We're not finished yet. Amalei, Matzina Godel Mimenu Shishimesh. We find even greater examples of this in the past. Avram Avinu, Gadol Mimenu, Veshimesh. What was the situation? Avram was a Gadol Hador Haya, unquestioned. He had nobody that even came close to his fingernails. The Kosovoi, what does it say? That he went and stood over them, referring to the three Malachim, who appeared to be like three Arabs, and he gave them food and drink. He acted as the waiter the whole time. And so you see that he was Moichel on his covet. Bishem told him, if you're going to tell him, there's a different Malachi Shoris, if I was serving Malachim, I'd also, that'd be a different situation. No. They looked like Arabs. So why can't Ram Gamliel, even though he's a Nasi, he's not greater than Avram Avinu. He wants to be Mashke. What's the problem? So this was the dialogue between Rav Lezer and Yeshua. But remember, Rav Tzadik was there too. Amalem Rav Tzadik. And Moshe after Nichem Kvoidi Shel Makom, we have to oiskim Mekavod Habriyos. Instead of bringing a raya from Avram Avinu, bring a raya from a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel himself. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Meish Mashe Bruchos Umala Nesiem Umoyred Mater Umatzniyach Adama Poirach Shulchan Lufnei Kol Yachad V'Yachad. Who is the ultimate waiter and butler and chef and cook and everything else? All Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're talking about Ram Gamliel pouring a cup of wine. Kodesh Baruch Hu pours the rains from the clouds up in Shemayim down here, and with that we have food and drink and everything else. So, if it's possible, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel al Kvoidai, so then also give me Moichel. V'anu lo yehei Ram Gamliel b'Rebbe. So what's the problem with Ram Gamliel being Oyim and Amashke? He's no greater than Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel in his covenant. He can also be in his covenant. So why are you going and telling me before that a Nasi Shemochel Kvoidi ain't Kvoidi Mochel? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel. Avram Avinu is Moichel. So Ram Gamliel can be Moichel. Eliyin Marachi and Marather. Omer Ravashi. Afilim Adiyam Nasi Shemochel Kvoidi Kvoidi Mochel. Melech Shemochel Kvoidi ain't Kvoidi Mochel. Shneamar. Soyim Tosim Alecha Melech Shetehei Ein Mosei Alecha. Melech, that's a special din. There, even though he's moichel is covered, you're not allowed to accept that. You have to continue treating the melech with the greatest awe and reverence. Why don't you say the same thing? If Kadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, malchi amlochem, if he's moichel and is covered, then certainly a melech, a regular melech, should be moichel is covered. So the Mephoshim say, Rashi over here doesn't say much. You have the Pnine Rashi on the side, brings from the Sechtes Ksuvis. If you look on the right hand margin, Yisrael Huzaru, Shiasima Aleim, Simois Harbe. It's a soim tosim alechem melech. Many simois. Hilkoch ein kvoy yamoch. Shalfichach riba kosef simois harbe. So now the Mephoshim explain what does Rashi mean by that. Rashi means that every single time a melech says, I'm moichel, I'm going to do A, Y, and X, Y, and Z, immediately the Ketoda says, soim tosim. Yes, he was moichel on the original sima, but now I have to put a new sima on myself. In other words, I have to continue crowning the melech 100 times a day. Each time when he says, come on, I'm nothing. Yeah, that's nothing. Again, I crown you. Soim tosim melech melech. You're the new king. Nah, but moichel. Soim again. And you do it so many times, that's why you should say, Masei Alecha. He can be moichel and is covered, but every time he's moichel, you have to reinstate and reinstall him as the melech again. He'll be moichel again, reinstate him again. So therefore, it's always ein koy yamochel, because you always have to be some again, some tas. Okay, now we're going to talk about...
Rebbe Gamliel once said this dispute was with Rebbe Shua.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So here you see their
this probably precedes that discussion.
Yeah.
They made up, they reconciled.
I'm saying they had different contexts. Possibly.
Also, this is a wedding. This is at a wedding. This is a mishnah.
I'm just saying. So, I'm just saying. It's not. It could be that it was, this whole thing. But they had different places at different times. Had
they were on the boat together a few days ago?
Yeah, okay.
Remember?
Yeah. Sure. Kiva and Gamliel.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Tanurban.
Okay.
They say the talk of Yadar to Beni Zake. They say the talk of Save, of course, is an elderly individual. Yochel filu mitnei is Zaken Hashmoy. I would think this applies even to Zaken Hashmoy. What's a Zaken HaShemoy? It says a Machloikis Rashi and Toises. Zaken HaShemoy Rashi, about third down the Amud. HaShemoy is from Lashon Osham, which means a Rasha, the Amoritz. That this Zaken that we're talking about is a Rasha, an Amoritz. So I would think I have to stand up for him too, as Chaseva. The top Toises is not happy with the Rashi. He first brings Rashi, Rasha Amoritz, Kasha, Hech Amoritz, Seva Mashafilu, Vale Mitzvah. I feel like a is alpha. If you're talking about a Russia, instead of giving him COVID, they say we're talking, be a mitzvah to give him patch. Therefore, kach pirshim in time, Hashemoy is Russian, shoyimim, kimoi, pishe shamoi, timinachis, kalim, and bur, the amaret, kimutamir, adomalization, the aralisaf. So he's saying is, Toysis agrees with Rashi partially. If you're talking about the amaret aspect, that's good. Yochel afilim nei zokan hashmoy. I would think even for an amoritz, you have to go and stand up. But don't tell me Russia. There's no havim to stand for Russia. Russia is a Russia. Okay, it's machlekes Rashi tos. Anyway, but all this is a havim. And getting back to the Gemara, when they say v'dov yochel afilim nei zokan hashmoy, tamo loymar zokin pein zokin ela chachma. We're talking about zokin in the pasuk. Now this part of the pasuk says say. But the pasuk continues on, they say the talk about that, but he's zokin. So it's like a shtickle hekish, say that to zokin, just like zokin el chacham. How do we know? Shnema. Es v'li shivim ish mizikni Yisrael, ashi yadata, and you know about them, that they happen to be kehim zikni on the shoitra, they happen to be the elder statesmen for the generation, for the whole folk. There's a very choshim of people. The second Tosis said it's not a mamish gzeira show of zokin, but really it's just a chacha. That we're learning from the word Ziknei Yisrael, that you know that they're Ziknei on the Shoitra, that these are the leaders, etc. So it's a Giri Milza that the word Zokeng means a person who is a person in leadership because of his wisdom, his Kinyan Torah, as opposed to an Amar, it's a Boor who is a nobody. For that type of person, you don't have to stand up. As they look to Tanaka. Rabbi Yosef Lili Oimer in Zokeng Mishikon Chachma. The word Zokeng is itself a shtickle mnemonic, a shtickle Rosh HaTevis, ze shekona. What was he kind of? He was kind of chochma. Shneim Hashem kanani reishes darkai. Aha. So I see from that that Zokin has to be a kind of chochma. The Gemara is going to ask in another few lines, so what's the difference between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Lili? Tanakam also said in the Hava Minah, I thought in Amoritz, but ein zaken al chacham shenemar, and Rabbi Yosi also says a zaken mishakana chachmas. They're both saying the same thing. So what's the machlokes? What is going to ask that? Yochel yamim ponim mokim rochik. I see a talmid chacham is coming. He's still 5 blocks away, and I stand up already for him now. I would think there is such a chiyuv now to stand up. Tamaloyim etokum liyadart. Says nei save etokum. The adart to ben zaken. So they put the talk of the Adarta together, and they say the Amarta Kima Lamakim Sheish Hidur, that by standing up over here, then people say, oh, you know, why standing up in honor of this great rabbi, this great person? However, if the other person is so far away, why is he standing up? Maybe, you know, he wants to stretch his legs. Maybe he's been sitting too long. He has to walk around a little bit, a little exercise. You don't notice that he's doing it because of the COVID for the Yenizokin, because the Yenizokin is blocks away. Maybe the kavan in the Torah when it says, and they say we talk about hadar to bnei zaken, that's not just you stand up. Anybody can stand up for anybody, but maybe it means you should mahadar him with money. If you see that the person could use an extra couple of bucks, and even if he can't, nevertheless go and shower him with money and with presents. Tamaloyim talking the hadar, makim shem b'chson kis, afim shem b'chson kis. When we say in the pasuk talkum, that means to stand up. When you're standing up, you're not paying for standing up, you're just standing up. The hidur that is required for da'at b'nei zaken is a similar type when there's no chasan kisim. Yochel yam and part of the beis kisim, beis merchitz. Maybe when they're both passing together in the beis kisim, beis merchitz, you happen to be in a mikveh tomorrow at Rosh Hashanah, the multitudes will be going to the mikveh, and then a psachosha v'rov comes in. I would think everybody has to stand up in the beis merchitz when he comes in. Tamaloyim atokim yadarat alimar tekim l'mokim sheish hidur. When you're talking about the mokem chumedech, why is it besmedish? You're even talking about the walking in the park, and you're sitting on the park bench, and a rabbi is passing by. Then you got to stand up. I'll see that. But in the base of mekhle, base of kisei, there's no requirement. Like all those people in the subways, right? The elderly and the pregnant women are standing, and everybody is sitting in the seats.
Looking at their phones.
Looking at their phones, or even just closing their eyes as if they see nothing, as if they fell asleep. I would think that that's okay. Tamaloyim etokim the eraser. After that, it says without rezokin, and then it says the eraser milakecha ni Hashem. What does the eraser milakecha have to do this? To have a muscle alive. Then a boy birasim milakecha. Whenever you see eraser milakecha, that's suggesting that you have, don't forget about the Almighty. Don't forget about the Rabbi Shalom. Because the Rabbi Shalom looks into people's minds, into people's hearts, and he knows what's going on. He knows the person is taka falling asleep because he only slept 3 hours last night because he had to be up at Kalbach to go and set up everything after the huge crowds that were there for Slichas, and he had to prepare it, and he gets up first thing in the morning. Yeah. And all those people that slept plenty last night, and the reason why they're closing their eyes because they don't want to get up to show respect for someone. So now we had already the two mandiyam so far, the Tanakama, and we had Rabbi Yosef Lili. Now we have Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and now the Zaken Shloyat Triach. How do I know the Zaken Shloyat? What does that mean, Shloyat Triach? So Rashi explains, when Shloyat Triach, he shouldn't be Matriach the Tzibur. In other words, he knows that there are people in Shul, and he knows that when he walks in, everybody's going to go and stand up. Instead of being Matriach the Tzibur, either he should come early, or he should go through a back door and sit in the seat so that nobody notices when he comes in, so people don't have to go and all stand up erect. How do you know Shliach Triach? Tamalim, the Zaken, the Eraser. Again, the Zaken himself should have Yira, that if you look at the Rashi, Zaken, the Eraser, the Hochi Samach, the Eraser, the Zaken, Loim, Sha'af, Zaken, Yira. He also has to have a degree of awe, not only for the Eraser Malakacha, but reverence and respect for the Tzibur, that they shouldn't all have to go and stand up en masse by coming in through the back and nobody notices, and therefore they won't have to stand up. It shouldn't be Matriach. Isvin Yehuda Oimer, they say the Tokum, a filik whole Seva Mashma. The word Seva is talking about any elderly individual. That, remember, that was the Havamin of the Tanakama. The Tanakama said, no, only Chacham. And he said, no, a filik Seva, an elderly individual, you have to stand up for, even if he's Nishka Zagreis Tamchach. Okay, so we're going to explain each one, Yama, but first we say, Rabbi Yosef Lina, Hain Tanakama. Both the Tanakama said, Ein Zaken El Chacham. And then Rabbi Yosef Lili said, "Ain zaken mishikana chachma." Aren't they saying the same thing? Everything more ikad benayu yanik v'chakim. What happens if you have a young talmid chacham? He's only in his 20s, only in his 30s, he's not a zaken. But everybody recognizes him as being a kabbalah, a talmud chacham, a grace of poisik, a baki b'shas. What's the din? Talmud kamas of a yanik chakim loy. Since the Tanna Kamma learns that the seiver and the zaken really go together, and he's learning one from the other. So he's learning the two like a hekesh, one's being megala on the other, that we're not talking about a seiva, we're talking about a seiva who's also a chacham. It's got to be both, he's got to have both malas. However, basically he says no, the reason why the Torah divided between the seiva and the zaken, the seiva is not an elderly individual, the zaken is ain zaken amisha kana chachma. We're not talking about literally zaken, that he's a senior sage, but anybody that's kani chachma, even a person who's only in his 20s, l'mashal, if he's a great talmud chacham, you have to go and show respect. So basically, no sober afili yanek chacham. My time basically, amalach is okay. That you tana kama, that really zokin and seva are basically synonymous. We came in lichtuv kara. The pasuk could have said mipnei seva zokin tokum v'yadarta. Why do we have two different segments in the pasuk? They say the tokum v'yadarta mipnei zokin. It could have said combine the whole thing. Mipnei seva azokin tokum v'yadarta. My shad abeginu rachmana. Why the Torah split it up? Lemeimer tahai lav hai vai lav hai. These are two separate categories. This is a seva and this is a talmud chacham. Even a yanik v'chakim. Shmaya after yanik v'chakim. But Tana Kama, you know why it's split up, even though these two are, I agree with you, synonymous. Should by the mismach zokin v'yereisa, because we wanted to go and teach us the zokin v'yereisa that we said before, shuliyatriach al hatzibur, and therefore that's why we wanted to divide it up. Neiseva talking v'yadat v'ni zokin v'yereisa, that the zokin should realize, although the oilim has a mitzvah to go and be mechaben and be mahader, but he has to remember shuliyatriach. Vatanakama, my timer, what's his swara? He's talking about Gimon Bibay said, Lead him, King Nechtub Rachmona, Nay Seva, Tokum Vihadarta. Tokum Vihadarta, Pene Zokin. Instead of saying, when they say the Tokum, Vihadarta, Pene Zokin, if you're telling me that these are two separate categories, the Seva is talking about an elderly individual, and the second part, Vihadarta, Pene Zokin, is talking about even a Yannick Vachakin. So, both of them have now the same halacha, so why don't we say they say the talk of Yadarta? And then talk of Yadarta when he's okay. When they cost of Hachi, since the Torah doesn't write like that, Shema Menachad, we see it's all in one parsha, that the Seva and the Zokin are all together as one. So why don't we say they say the Zokin talk of Yadarta? Like we said before, because we want to be Masmech Zokin to your Reza, to be able to go and say that the Zokin should not be Matriach al ha Sibur. Stop over here, boys. Have a wonderful day, Zagas and Zagabench.